Well, the mission statement from local smart thermostat company MISA says this. They want to help the world become more environmentally friendly and sustainable through energy efficient and conservation, led by innovation, technology that enriches our lives. Now, having said that, CEO Joshua Green penned a blog post where he takes on, well, what some may see as an unlikely position. He's throwing his support behind the province's oil and gas industry, and he feels that really there are three areas that must be addressed: financial support for the industry with a massive focus on workers in the industry. He also calls for the creation of a long-term transition plan. And lastly, and he says this is the most important point, to provide the support and direction for those currently employed in oil and gas so they can see how they're going to provide for their families in a world with no oil and gas industry. I met up with Green yesterday to chat about the post.
Absolutely, yeah. It really came from me personally, but as the leader of this amazing organization called MISA, where our purpose and mission is to fight climate change, I thought it would have been beneficial for me to say what my piece was on how, in a province that is so supported by the oil and gas sector, how are we going to marry that to this realization that we absolutely have to fight climate change? So I wanted to put this post together to say my bit on it.
And you really show, I guess, the duality that you feel. Can I get you to elaborate on why you're kind of two minds?
Absolutely. And so I've been thinking about this deeply a lot. And for me personally, everything is driven by people first. Our drive to fight climate change is actually really about making the lives of human beings better. That is what it all boils down to. And when you look at all the struggles that people here in this province are going through, from the turmoil that the oil and gas sector is going through, you really need to question, where is the people benefit and how are we treating people to make sure that people have a good well-being? And that's what needs to be our North Star, is people first.
What was the reaction to your blog post?
I thought it was really positive. There's a lot of people that really appreciate it, seeing that side of it. And it was hard for me to even write it because I do, like I said, I get out of bed in the morning to fight climate change and then to support oil and gas. But it does make sense when you think about it from a people perspective. And I think that's what resonated with people. People resonated with, this is all about taking care of our people, our families here in this province. That's what people resonate with.
How does MISA benefit from a healthy oil and gas industry?
Well, in many ways. So at MISA now, we're just over 70 total employees, and I'd say about over a dozen of them have come from the oil and gas sector in all different areas, from operations and supply chain to finance to HR. And so it's developing talent that is going to be able to support companies like ours, that I think there are going to be more companies like MISA, Colab, Breathe Suite. And so there'll be, the oil and gas sector has got a huge potential there. But then there's an even broader context that I think the director of NEA, Kieran Hanley, has been vocal about in some of his pieces. The oil and gas sector has so much to play in terms of financial help to help with this clean growth and this transition period that we are in.
Why was it important for you to voice this position?
So for me, it came down to I'm really worried that there's a lot of divisive nature out there, and there's two sides just talking really loudly and no one coming together to come at it from a compassionate point of view and trying to really bridge it together. And I think if we just continue to stay on two sides of it, we're not going to get anywhere. We need to really come together, think about the opportunities that are here. That's where I wanted to come from it, that point of view in the middle of, let's really work together to solve this.
Do you believe that, you know, even though two groups on opposite sides of an ethical philosophy can come together?
I hope so. I mean, I'm an optimistic person in nature, but I do hope that realities and facts can help drive decisions and paths forward. And so, from my perspective, I think it is very clear that it's a fact that we need to fight climate change, and we need to not double oil production in this province by 2050. We need to get it to zero. That's what's compatible with climate change. But then also face the fact that we have people employed in this province right now that are in that industry. So how do we work together to support those people and transition them in a supportive way? Those are facts.
And I think what you said there is so key, because it is a transition, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely. It is a transition. It is so much a part of Newfoundland and Labrador right now. But the gap that I see right now is, it's one thing to call it a transition, but we need to have a plan. We need to have a vision. And the vision can't be double oil production over the next 30 years. It needs to be going in the opposite direction, just to be compatible with climate science. So, but we need to see a plan. We want to see that vision. What is the transition path? And for me, bringing it again back to the people, I want to know what the plan is for the people, the families who are supported by oil and gas.
Are you optimistic that, I guess, the powers that be will help forge that plan and that path?
I have to be, yes, totally. That is my nature as a human being, and I'm committed to doing my piece as much as I can. And yes, I'm optimistic that we'll get there.